Michael Libby and Insight on Business, the News Hour, is supported by the Iowa Association of Business and Industry, the premier business organization moving Iowa forward, iowaabi.org. And by Taro International, expert employee training across many disciplines is critical to productivity. Learn more at taro.com.
It is the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. A couple of weeks ago, we started this where we would visit with restaurateurs, restaurant owners, and talk a little bit about their restaurant. Why? Well, because it's Friday afternoon and you don't necessarily want to hear any more business news. Well, we thought we would take a look at what's going on with the local restaurant scene. And with us in studio is the owner of Plus 39. His name is Alessandro
Andreoni.
Andreoni. Welcome, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
Good to have you here. So you have an amazing personal story.
Yeah.
You were a boat captain in Sardinia.
Yeah.
And you worked in resorts in the Alps.
Yeah.
And you were in Africa.
Yeah.
And now you're in Des Moines.
Yes.
So, wow. Tell us about, I mean, how did you decide to come to Iowa?
Yes, it's a simple story. It's one of my friend, Andrea Caremoli, is my partner. He's a very close friend, me and my wife. And one day we come in Ames to say hi. This is my friend, and I'm a little tired about my past life because
and you were living at what? Where
I live in from. In the winter season, I go in my restaurant in the Alps, in Val d'Aosta. In the summer season, I live in Sardinia because my work is seasonally 6 months in
sure.
in the summer in Sardinia, 6 months, 7 months, depending in the Alps.
But
in Val d'Aosta.
In a family restaurant business in Kenya.
Yes, my uncle is a family is a big group of Italian restaurant in Africa, in Kenya, and is one of the my mentor about restaurant because he teach me everything
sure.
What I know and I think give me very good idea new for change some style of restaurant combination wine good place art inside of the restaurant and food. This is not only
it's the experience
it's the experience
yeah. mm-hmm.
I try to do what I learned from some different experts.
And I think what was interesting in the story off mic, you said that your wife said, okay, what are we going to do? We're going to fish or cut bait here. We got to go do something.
Yes.
And she was done with Kenya.
Yes, done with Kenya, and okay, what we gonna do? And in that moment, we come here to visit the Andrea, and Andrea is I can tell because he don't. He's a crazy man, but he's a crazy businessman. He's a very good man, and he's my friend. And he told me, "Okay, we open a restaurant."
Boom.
Okay, I'm okay. I'm good with that. And but not one restaurant. We open different restaurant, and I'm happy. It's okay. Yeah. And we start 3 years ago. The first in Ames. In Ames, Iowa is amazing country, and I think the people of Ames is very happy about the Plus 39. We work a lot with the university people because it's international people in university,
sure.
the teacher, and I'm very happy about Ames. And the second step is now we need to do something, we need to grow up, and we need to go in one place bigger, and
Des
Moines is amazing. I'm happy. In location is incredible, and I'm very happy about Des Moines, this restaurant.
And of course, we're talking about the restaurant. It's called Plus 39, and so that's a very interesting name. Why did you name it Plus 39?
Plus 39 is a simple name because it's the country code for Italy. If you want to call Italy from the United States, you need to do 0039 or plus 39.
Plus 39.
It's the Italian country code. Very simple
so
name.
So there you go. That's the answer to the question you've all been been wondering, why is it called plus 39? Because that's the code that you have to punch in if you're going to call Italy. Amazing story. So tell us now about plus 39. You've been here in the Des Moines Metro about 6 months or so.
Yes.
And opened up just down the street from the radio station here on Locust. What's the restaurant like? Tell us about it.
The restaurant, I'm happy about this restaurant because it's a mix of art and food. Because we in the my wife, they work very close with our architect, is Pete Gaucher, is from the University of Ames, and I think now they start to work something building back
absolutely,
us because
yeah.
The people, they see what they do, and with my wife they do very light designer, not too much stuff inside, but very clear. Is very modern style, but not too much stuff. Very simple. I like that. And we have this incredible opportunity because this is my friend from Italy. Is my client when I do my restaurant in Italy and in the Sardinia island, is Catellani Smith. Is one of the Catellani Smith is the other partner, but Catellani, Enzo Catellani, is my very big friend. He's the designer of the lamp, the our two lamp. We have one in the dining, the round lamp, bigger, and one in cantina. Is the designer of this lamp. I think is one of the three now famous lamp designer in the world, and they have some piece I think in Louvre in Paris.
It's a combination of good food,
yes,
and fine art.
And good wine.
And good wine. You cannot forget the wine. All right. With regard to this is a fascinating story because as you were talking, I was thinking about how international Des Moines has become with its restaurant fair. I mean, we have our good friend Chef David Baruthio out of Brew 66, Chef Michael Leo at the Strudel House, you and others who have seen that the restaurant culture here in Des Moines is excellent. How have customers found you? I mean, what do they think?
I think it's a very good customer. Yeah. They understand. I think probably Des Moines is, you tell before, is start to grow up very fast, and the people, they travel a lot. It's coming Des Moines, the people from any part, every country in the world. And I think the people now... I think they start to do something. They want more when go to in the restaurant. They want to see different kind of food and different style of kitchen.
Sure.
Because I think is this why I'm happy about the people in Des Moines, because we want to learn. We want to understand which is the difference from one pasta or another pasta. And this I'm happy because it's good for me, because I'm a stranger, because the Italian restaurant is stranger in America. But I think when I talk with my guests, everything we talk me about Italy. I love Italy. I want to go back.
So people are enjoying this.
Yes.
His name is Alessandro Andreoni.
Perfect.
And I'm working on it, Alessandro. I'm working on it. Tell us about the food. What is, you know, there are different cultural aspects of Italian food. Not all Italian food is the same, right?
Yeah, sure.
So what is the food like at Plus 39?
The food of Plus 39 is a combination for different culture of different region of Italy. I try with my chef to take something, play something dish for every single our region. We do the carbonara, the famous carbonara is come from the center of Italy, We do some cotoletta alla milanese, is come from Milan. My menu is a mix for all Italy. We don't have one exactly direction.
Got it.
But sometimes in my chef we decide, okay, The next menu, we do something different. We do something from Venice, something from Milan, or something from Sicily or Sardinia. That's it. We make the menu. In that moment, we do the menu.
I understand. So menus in many of these privately held restaurants, like mm-hmm. yours and like others here, change their menu often with the seasons. That something you do?
Yes,
well?
every season change, we change the menu. Now we are almost ready for do the fall's menu. I think in about 2 weeks we start to put the new menu, and it's completely new. Only some 1, 2, 3 plate. He's very famous. We live in the sure. full menu because it's our
it's your signature.
Yes, the our signature, exactly that.
Thank you for
helping.
It's my pleasure, sir. I couldn't speak Italian as well as you speak English, so you're much better than I, sir. So tell me, do you locally source some of your produce and foods?
Yeah. No, we have a very good supplier. I'm very happy about my supplier. Is a very good company, and he found what I need. And I need this kind of meat. I probably have wrong example. If meat is amazing in America, but if I need some pasta particular for my restaurant, he found.
He gets it.
But my lucky kitchen is the my guy. They make everything. They make pasta, they make bread, we everything we do ourselves. I buy the primary material, but the meat, sure, but all the other stuff we make in my kitchen.
I think it's fabulous. It is called Plus 39. His name is Alessandro and Andreoni.
Perfect.
And we were working on it. And it is called Plus 39. The restaurant location is in the 1400 block of Locust, right across the street, by the way, from the Sculpture Park here in downtown Des Moines. Thank you so much, Alessandro, for coming in and doing this.
Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, of course. You know, good stuff here in the greater Des Moines metro. We are fast becoming an international culinary delight. Good stuff. Plus 39. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, my friend. All right, we've got to step aside. We've got the Wall Street Report. We'll find out what happened today on the stock market. Up, down, in the middle. What happened? We'll tell you next on the NewsHour.